The Kremlin's statement this weekend was precise in a way that should concern anyone hoping for near-term peace talks. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said a three-way summit between Putin, Trump, and Zelensky would only be meaningful if it's convened to finalize agreements already reached at lower levels. That a meeting simply to discuss the contours of a potential settlement would be, in his words, absolutely useless.
That framing is doing a lot of diplomatic work, Marcus. What the Kremlin is effectively saying is, we're not going to sit at a table with the optics of negotiation without knowing in advance that the outcome serves our interests. It's a veto on the process disguised as a procedural preference, and it puts the pressure back on Ukraine and the United States to essentially pre-negotiate a deal before any summit happens.
Which is almost certainly not how Kyiv wants to structure this. Zelensky has consistently argued that face-to-face multilateral pressure is itself a tool that you use the summit to create momentum, not just to ratify momentum already achieved. The Kremlin's position forecloses that leverage entirely.
There's a historical parallel here that I keep coming back to. The Helsinki Accords in 1975, the Conference on Security and Cooperation in Europe, took nearly 3 years of preparatory negotiations before the final summit document was signed. The actual heads of state meeting was, in a sense, the ribbon-cutting ceremony for work that had already been done. Moscow seems to want that model. Let the staffers and deputies do the hard work, then bring in the leaders for a photo op that ratifies an agreement already in place.
The difference being that in 1975, both sides had an interest in some form of détente that didn't require one party's near-total capitulation. The current Ukraine situation has a much more asymmetric set of demands on the table.
Right, and that asymmetry is what makes the Kremlin's framing strategically clever. By insisting that a summit can only finalize, not discover, an agreement, they're essentially demanding that the hard concessions be made in private, away from the symbolic and media pressure that a high-profile summit would generate. Zelensky can't use a public stage to resist a concession if that concession has to be agreed to before he gets a public stage.
From a business and political analysis standpoint, what strikes me is the timing. Trump has been publicly vocal about wanting a deal. This is a political priority for him heading into the fall. The Kremlin knows that, and they're using Trump's desire for a summit photo opportunity as leverage. The more urgently Washington wants the optics of peace, the more Moscow can extract in preconditions.
The Kyiv Post's coverage of this framing suggests that Ukrainian officials are reading it the same way, as a negotiating tactic, not a sincere procedural preference. But reading it correctly and countering it effectively are two different things. Ukraine's military position has stabilized in several areas, but the long-range strike capabilities that were supposed to shift the calculus, we've seen mixed results there.
And that's a good moment to note something we should revisit from our own past coverage. Back in May, we reported on Ukraine's long-range strike effectiveness with some confidence and specifically mentioned a claim about strikes in the Caspian Sea region. That turned out to be wrong. The Caspian is landlocked, more than 1,000 kilometers from Ukrainian-controlled territory, and no such attacks were credibly documented. We got ahead of the sourcing on that one, and we're correcting the record clearly today.
Epistemic honesty matters, especially in war coverage where information moves fast and gets distorted quickly. The lesson is, when a claim about a military operation sounds geographically implausible, slow down and verify the geography first.
The bottom line on Ukraine diplomacy today. The Kremlin has structured the negotiating pathway in a way that benefits Moscow, and neither Washington nor Kyiv has yet produced a clear countermove. We'll be watching whether Trump's team attempts to set up backchannel pre-negotiations, because that's where the Kremlin's framework would push them.
And if those backchannels form, the question becomes what Ukraine is trading for access to the summit table that they won't be able to take back. The territorial concession question is still the central one.